Track 9, more news stories. Traygo Mills Leisure Park to reopen with new operators. Traygo Mills Leisure Park and its famous model railway will reopen in time for Easter after being taken over by specialist operators. Bosses of the complex at Newton Abbott have announced the takeover just months after the centre was shut down with the loss of 5 jobs. Just before Christmas, it was confirmed the leisure centre would have to close and it was no longer financially viable in its current form. Now the park will be run by experienced leisure operative Play Leisure. Leading the new era is Matthew Conridge from Exeter, Managing Director of Play Leisure Services. Devon-born Matthew has a personal connection to the park that makes it reopening especially meaningful. Having grown up visiting Traygo's family fun park myself, he says, the decision to step in was both professional and personal. He said, I used to come to Traygo's fun park as a child, and like so many local families, I have fantastic memories of days spent here. I didn't want to see it stay closed. This place is part of Devon's story. We're incredibly proud to be bringing it back to life and ensuring a new generation can make those same memories. Under Matthew's leadership, Play Leisure is committed not only to reopening the gates, but to securing a strong and sustainable future for this much-loved attraction. Visitors can look forward to the full return of all the rides and the world-famous model railway. As soon as reopening the attractions, a programme of ongoing improvements is already underway. Over the coming weeks, behind-the-scenes updates and progress will be shared on TikTok, giving the community a front-row seat as the park prepares to welcome visitors again. A spokesman for Traygo Mills said, "The reopening represents more than just the return of a family day out. It signals renewed confidence, investment and opportunity for the local economy, supporting jobs and tourism across the region."
Dartmoor Tours Festival is returning for 2026. A new festival is back for its second year, celebrating the start of summer on the early May bank holiday weekend. Artists, writers, musicians and more will gather for the Dartmoor Tours Festival in a host of events exploring Dartmoor's nature and culture. The festival was founded last year by husband and wife team, artist Alex Murden and writer Sophie Pierce, who wanted to provide a forum for conversation and creativity about Dartmoor. Events will take place in Ashburton and at other locations around the moor. The festival has a new lead partner for 2026, the Dartmoor Preservation Association, which has been campaigning to keep Dartmoor wild and free for 144 years. Sophie and Alex are also continuing to work closely with Ashburton Arts Centre and the Field System Gallery in Ashburton. The festival also has the support of Dartmoor National Park. There will be talks, walks, performances, exhibitions and workshops. The Saturday night headliner at Ashburton Arts Centre is the Mercury Prize nominated Gweno, who sings in Cornish and Welsh, as well as English. Also performing on other nights are the Dartmoor-based singer Cole Stacey and the band Craven, described as dark folk. There will be talks and conversations with a variety of thinkers, including the mythologist Martin Shaw, sculptor Peter Randall Page, Dartmoor witch Rebecca Beattie, nature writer Sophie Pavell, photographer Chris Chapman, poet Jane Lovell, and rewilder Derek Gow. There will be May Day celebrations with dancing from Morris Sides, Newton Abbott based Grimspound Border and Newton Bushell, and a new well dressing ceremony at St Gudule's Well in Ashburton. There will be walks all over Dartmoor with different themes, a performance poetry walk along the River Dart, a dawn chorus walk with ornithologist Tony Whitehead, an exploration of the Merivale Stone Rose with dowsers Peter Knight and Sue Wallace Knight, and a drawing walk at Benchtor with artist Kay Pearson. The Dartmoor Preservation Association is providing a free, mindful walk to the Dewstone. The festival is also trying to air some of the challenges that Dartmoor faces. In an event entitled Nature Recovery on Dartmoor, Is It Too Late?, a panel including representatives from the Dartmoor Commoners Council, Dartmoor National Park and the Dartmoor Nature Alliance will discuss how biodiversity loss can be tackled. The festival is on between the 30th of April and the 4th of May.
Libraries funding plot twist with extra cash. Devon Libraries have seen a plot twist in their funding story after a move with real intent to secure them more cash. All of Devon's 50 libraries are undergoing a consultation that could see hours cut and residents asked to travel to a library elsewhere when the one in their home, town or village is closed. But a late finance rewrite for libraries was revealed in Devon County Council's budget that was backed by its councillors at the full council meeting. Going into the meeting to confirm the council's £839 million budget, libraries had been expected to find £650,000 in efficiency savings, but that has now been reversed. The council said that £225,000 would go to restoring the book fund back to its £500,000 level, and that an extra £425,000 had been found to support library delivery during any potential changes that could come about after the consultation on how they operate in future. The budget for libraries was due to fall from £7 million to nearly £6.5 million, but will now be kept over the higher figure. Furthermore, the budget revealed that the council had identified £1 million to create a reserve for libraries and rural hubs that it said would support genuine transformation and community-led improvement. Councillor Cheryl Cotley-Honkin said that libraries matter deeply and they're not an optional extra or luxury but a lifeline for many. They're places of opportunity, learning, connection and safety. And for many residents, they are the only warm, welcoming and free community space available to them. Councillor Cotley-Honkin, who campaigned to save the council's fleet of mobile libraries when the council was Conservative controlled, said the scale of responses to the consultation on libraries had been incredible. We've had 22,000 responses, which is one of the biggest to a Devon County Council consultation and four times more than the library consultation in 2006, she said. And it speaks volumes about how much people value their libraries. The consultation had stated that none of the county's 50 libraries will close, but could be grouped into areas where at least one library would be open Monday to Saturday. This so-called network model had angered some campaigners, though, because they feel that residents won't be able to travel to a neighbouring library, especially if they're elderly or vulnerable and rely on public transport. However, the council has said it's also seeking views on the use of volunteers and community-managed libraries, where local organisations could take on day-to-day running with support from the council and Libraries Unlimited. Salvation Army thanks public for donations. The Salvation Army in Newton Abbot has expressed deep gratitude to the public for their overwhelming generosity over the Christmas period. The Army's band played carols in the town, raising £2,860.99, with a further £1,781.49 being raised in Ashburton. Major Nigel Bryan from Salvation Army said, "We are also deeply grateful for the many new toys donated to the Salvation Army Toy Appeal. Thanks to this kindness, we were able to help more than 450 local children who might otherwise have had a very difficult Christmas. These donations make a real difference to families in our community, and we could not do this work without the continued support of the public. Please accept our heartfelt thanks to everyone who gave so generously."